Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Haim Herring here. Dr. Herring is back. He's a rabbi and an organizational management expert. He is the author of Connecting Generations, Bridging the Boomer, Gen X, and Millennial Divide. He is a speaker and a futurist, and he's our good friend, Haim Herring. Welcome back.
Thanks for having me back, Jim. Good morning.
It's good to have you back. I was just reminding the audience of something that I've talked about on the show. You talked about it when you were here before. The most diverse generationally, the most diverse workplace we've ever had, and largely because old guys like me won't get out of the way, right?
Well, we're just a little work-obsessed, let's say.
I am. I admit it. I asked my wife yesterday, I said, I mean, I got, you know, most of my friends are retired, you know, and they ask me, when are you going to retire? And I tell them, come to my funeral. I don't know. I wouldn't know how to start. How do I stop working? I don't know how to do that.
Well, talk to some millennials, and if you ask them the question that I did, it might give you a little bit more pause. So,
What did you ask him? What did they say?
So, I asked millennials, when they hear the word boomer, what images come to mind? What words come to mind?
Now, remember, Haim, this is a family show, before you say anything else.
I will clean up my language. I did get a lot of things that I couldn't write in the book, but they said boomers are goal-driven, work-obsessed, entitled. Millennials
what?
Called boomers entitled.
What?
Yes.
Totally. Hey, Haim. Perhaps you've heard this. Perhaps you've heard this word before. That's the height of chutzpah.
Would you like to hear why they called us entitled?
Why?
And why it's not so chutzpah-dick? Because they said just because someone has been at a company or a business for 30 years, and they have gray hair, does not entitle them by dint of seniority or age to have the last word.
You're right about that. I have had employees to come to work for me, millennial employees. I started a business from nothing, grew it into something that could have enough money to make them give them a payroll and a job, and they actually acted that way toward me.
Yes, I think their attitude very much is, you're lucky to have me at work. And just because you built it, it doesn't mean that you actually get to control everything.
What you've just described is no respect. See, this is the problem, and I have to say this, this is the problem that not all millennials, because they're not all like this, but I'm going to say about two-thirds to three-fourths of them are. There's no respect for what's gone on before them.
Well, they don't have a very long-term memory because of our instant media, social media culture.
Right.
But at the same time, do we respect them as well? Now, we might be thinking, and believe me, it takes a little while to get there, but are we listening to them? Are they critiquing us, saying, you know what, you call us pleasure seekers, but you actually don't know how to relax and be creative. You call us snowflakes and say we have no grit, and you think that we're really very delicate. Well, maybe there's something to being a little bit more emotionally intelligent.
You're probably like me. I grew up in a time when my bosses, you know, you couldn't be a snowflake. They'd melt you down in about 3 seconds. You had to suck it up, and you had to get some. If you didn't have grit when you got there, you had to get some grit or you didn't make it.
Can I tell you just one quick story
Yes.
that came up in my book?
We love stories.
So I was So I asked millennials, if you could work at a job that you wouldn't make you rich enough to retire, right? But for 5 years, if you could work at a job that had no personal meaning for you, but then could choose any job afterwards, would you take it? And Jim, you should have seen their thought bubbles. It was, are you kidding me? Why would I work at something for 5 years that had no meaning? Wow. That meant 12% of their working life, they would have to work at something meaningless. And they all said, no, under any circumstances, I would not do that.
Hmm. And do you think that generations...
We worked at jobs for... As boomers, we were lucky if we had jobs that had no meaning for only 5 years. Right.
No, well, that wasn't even part of the equation. That wasn't even one of the elements in the equation, was it?
No.
The meaning was you found something to do that you were good at. You found something to do that you enjoyed the work. It didn't have to have. Yeah. It didn't have to have some altruistic component. It was work that you liked doing, and you felt that the fact that you were delivering a product or a service to the marketplace, that was the value, that was the morality, and you were making a living for your family, and they were doing better. That was the basis. We didn't have to have some kind of global altruism in there. What do you think?
Well, I think that that's right. And at the same time, they've got choices that we never had before. And I think we kind of taught them that they could be anything and do anything. Yeah. And guess what? They listened to us.
Yeah. No, our kids are like de Tocqueville said about America. He said, citizens get the government they deserve. I think we have the generation we deserve. Us baby boomers, what do you think? We baby boomers.
We do, and as you said, some of them bring that attitude to work, and some of them are, I think, make us so proud, and we have to not just continue those distort and divide tactics of stereotyping that work in both directions.
Well, one of the things I've done, Haim, is that I've hired a lot of millennials over the last 15 years, and I've had them from one end of the spectrum to the other, and I've helped raise all of them, and they left here with a different attitude. They left here with more respect than they showed up with, many of them. So folks, you gotta work with them, you gotta redeem them, and maybe even they might redeem us. Haim, to tell us about how can we do what he calls reciprocal mentoring. After the break, Haim Herring and I will be right back. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.